Hello, folks. Welcome to the Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research.
Brower Show.
The Brower Show. You see the top up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we can't change it midstream.
Brower
like
Show. I just did. Brower
no,
Show.
It's an awesome Brower Show. It's the
Brower Show.
What's he doing on a Thursday
the
morning?
The Brower and Brower Show? It's got a ring to it.
Brower and Brower Report. That would work. Yeah, we could do that. Now we get letters on that.
This
too.
Is what we did yesterday, show yesterday. Be sure you guys are checking out thebrowershow.com. We discuss what's going on with Ozempic and a lot of different things with sports, gender wars. Be sure to stay up to date on this. You having a shake again?
I am. I used somebody else's shaker this morning, though. Made an unbelievable mess. It went all over the cabinet.
It was like a 15-year-old shaker I had up in the cabinet. I apologize.
It's in the garbage. It's in the garbage now.
It should have been in the garbage before. I didn't even know.
And the shake is still lumpy, and ours don't do that. Ours is good.
And with the little metal shaker ball in there. But anyways, I digress. Be sure to check out the Brower Show, the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Get updates live every day so you can get the emails from the Brower Show and Team Health Masters. Make sure you join on that. Also, too, be sure to go in and check out Rumble, Spotify, Gab. Like those shows on there. And also, too, be sure to leave a comment or two. I actually need to get on there and start responding to people. I saw some people leave some comments and have not responded yet.
This is the problem. I give you the little button for the video thing here, and all of a sudden we start making unilateral decisions.
The Brower and Brower Show. But I hope you guys are staying strong and healthy as you guys voted it, and it won the product of the week, the Purple Sticks, on sale right now. Be sure to check those out for over 15% off, the one and only, the best product that I think is probably on the market for
$42.48. That's a heck of a price.
Pre-workout, morning breakfast, along with a coffee replacement and any other pickup you need throughout the day. Yeah, $42.48.
I just took a Purple Stick with 4 scoops of chocolate Fit Food.
4 scoops.
Yeah, protein. We'll see how I feel.
Trying
here
to go
about
bulking 20. Season.
I need to drop about 4 pounds. I was eating
pretty
out
solid.
Too much. Yeah, I'm still okay, but I don't like it. My waist got a little too big, so I don't like that. So there's 4 pounds of yuck that needs to come off.
Well, this is a health story that came out. Yesterday I was talking about the plant-based diets. They're showing more and more problems, causing issues with LDL and cholesterol. Says, does a plant-based diet affect mental health?
Sure it does.
And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. They said the lack of minerals and nutrients in B12 can start having serious issues on mental health. This is one of the reasons why it's important to eat clean and stay away from a lot of these omega-6 fats like the soybean oil, the canola oil. I talk about it all the time. And also, too, because a lot of times with these little fad plant-based diets, you're not getting near enough omega-3 fats.
Well, I was a vegetarian for years. I'm gonna tell
that's that. Don't brag about that. I was.
I'm gonna unbrag it right now. This is not a positive thing. And I remember I went to this is back in the 80s, and I had basically really cut back on dairy products, meat products, everything, pretty much eating vegetarian. And I remember I went on a trip for a Christian convention back in the 80s down to Cancun, Mexico.
Cancun.
Yeah, I think you were with us, but I'm not sure. I don't think that was the first trip you were
that
with.
Was
and I, you know, I've been training still in the gym, but I hadn't gone heavy. And I used to do I forgot what it was. It was like I could get 250 for 15 reps.
On flats? That's pretty stout.
You know, and I could, you know, and I remember I put 200 on the bench, on the flat bench.
Yeah.
And you know, it was actually a machine. It was like a universal machine.
Yeah.
I couldn't do one rep.
Really?
I was humiliated.
That's embarrassing.
Well, if you do 50, you do 250 for 15 reps, you can do one. And so I was on a stinking plant-based diet. I dropped down to 157 pounds. Oh, yeah. I was walking like a bone, like a skeleton. Unbelievably weak, no energy, brain fog. I thought, this is great. Well, this worked.
Plant-based diet is probably not the best way to go.
Well, no. Then I started eating meat again and immediately gained 20 pounds and started feeling great again. But I tell you what, though, that plant-based diet stuff, I've done it. I did it for a couple of years. It was awful.
It sounds miserable.
It was miserable. Well, you know, Adolf Hitler was a vegetarian.
That explains a lot.
It really explains a lot. You know?
That's why he's so mad all the time. I'd be mad, too, if I couldn't eat beef.
He's on amphetamines.
No beef and amphetamines? You're asking for a really, really angry person.
He was moving divisions around on the board that
didn't exist
anymore, you know? And, he just went through it, bless his heart. And, he lost it. And so he started making decisions he shouldn't have been making. And then he called the kids out. That's the thing that really bothered me with him, when he called the children out to defend Berlin. And, you know, they had 12-year-olds in the trenches fighting. Well,
they have that one scene where they're basically going through that town in fury. You remember that guy comes up waving the flag, and he's like, we got troops coming out. And it's all a bunch of, like, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids running around, helmets and everything.
And just before that, one of those little kids has shot a doggone rocket-propelled grenade into that tank, remember?
Yeah.
And because the guy didn't shoot him fast enough. And that's a very intense movie, by the way. I wouldn't let your children watch that one. There's a lot of people get killed
in that. It's visceral. It's the last tank. It's the last push into Germany as far as the final.
And it was a good movie. And Brad Pitt probably did one of his best roles he's ever done in that movie. But the reality is, he had Austin's haircut.
It's a tense movie.
Austin's haircut.
it's a good film, but it's very it's intense. And one of the things about the plant based diets that they talk about here in this article that caused so many issues is the lack of omega-3 fats.
That's right.
20% of the brain comprises of DHA. However, plant based omega-3 sources like flaxseed oil have limited conversion rate to DHA, only about 2 to 15%.
Flaxseed oil, it's like when you're taking flaxseed oil, F-L-A-X, flaxseed oil, if you're trying to burn body fat, it's like throwing a wet blanket on your fat-burning metabolism. It's almost impossible to lose body fat with flaxseed oil.
You heard it here, guys. It says there's not surprising that DH levels are 31% lower in vegetarians and 59% lower in vegans. Insufficient DHA intake has been linked to higher risk of suicide, autism, depression, schizophrenia, and dementia. So omega-3 fats, we talk about it all the time. There's a reason why you need to have them in your diet. You need to have an ultra-high amount in your diet if you're being vegetarian, which I don't recommend, or vegan.
It's interesting because, Gene Hackman died yesterday.
I saw that.
And I think he was like 95. His wife was like 65. And
everybody died.
Yeah, well, no, I think it was a suicide. That's my opinion. I don't need facts for that.
Well, it's kind of strange when him and his wife and the dog died.
Yeah, so something ain't right.
Well, somebody got into some bad food or poison.
No, I don't think so. And but he was 95 years old, and I saw a picture of him. He looked absolutely awful.
He's played some good roles, though.
Oh, my God. He's one of the greatest actors. But, he hasn't been in Hollywood for like 20 years.
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
So he's been a long time. The problem is you see these guys in these movies, from 50 years ago or 30 years ago, and you think, wow, they're still really young.
Yeah.
And so they never really age.
Never really age, no. That is one thing that's cool about it.
You watch John Wayne, in these Westerns.
He's still John Wayne.
He's still John Wayne. You're like, okay, John looks great today, And John's been gone since the 70s, So it's interesting how that happens. What's your next story, my friend?
This is wild here. RFK pauses multi-million-dollar contract to develop new COVID vaccine. This is a big deal here.
He's got a lot of authority, man.
Dude, no, this is crazy. There's a couple articles covering it now. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy issued a 90-day stop order on the contract with a biotech company under HHS to determine whether it's prudent and safe to continue. The order came as the next phase of the company's clinical trial involved 10,000 participants and was to start next week. 10,000 people in this clinical trial.
That's a lot. He probably had half of them getting the shot and half of them not getting the shot. I guess he figured it wasn't worth damaging 5,000 people.
Well, no. The thing about this is what we've been reading about this, as part of the Biden administration's $4.7 billion project, NextGen program, which was launched in 2023, the vaccine was funded through an agreement with Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, and the panel is part of basically this agency allocated $460 million to develop the new COVID RNA vaccine, including $240 that has already been allocated for that. And similar to Operation Warp Speed, their funding is coming from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I can't verify this, but I was there and I heard it. There were two guys one time in an airline lounge. And I was sitting behind them, and I wasn't trying to eavesdrop. I really don't like that. And
but you were.
I was.
Sometimes you got to.
They were talking, and it was interesting because they were talking about vaccines, and they were talking about all kinds of things that they were basically developing, with mRNA and also with genetics. And I thought it was – this is way before Operation Warp Speed – and they were talking about the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars that were going to be spent and how much money these guys were going to make.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, sounds like some kind of weird fantasy these guys are talking about. But, when you talk to people in, first-class airplane lounges, there's a high probability they're probably a pretty good business guy or they would be in there.
What's crazy about this, the company that's developing this, it's developing oral and nasal sprays for with RNA COVID-19 technology.
So that way it bypasses the digestive tract for pills, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
it goes right into the brain.
It's going to go right into the bloodstream without having to get the injection, because they said that was a big discouragement. A lot of people didn't want to get the shot. So now they're trying to come up with a new way to get people injected with this RNA gene therapy.
Well, I think the spray is with chemtrails to put it in there. I was breathing.
I'm not kidding. Look, the fog, the crazy fog.
I was sick for about 2 weeks. That whatever that stuff was a mess.
There's some crazy stuff. I'll post this article so you guys can look at it. But one thing about this, though, I love the fact that RFK Jr. hit the pause button on this thing for the next 90 days so they can start researching and developing whether or not this thing's actually going to be safe. Because obviously we have seen now the pharmaceutical companies will not and cannot police themselves.
I want you to run this picture up on the screen up here, okay? Higher, so they can see it on the camera. Rich, go to this camera real quick, please. Just for about 5 seconds. Okay, this is what a coronavirus looks like. It looks like a sand spur.
Right.
All right, come back to me, Rich. Now, what that does is my purple stick with my protein hasn't hit
it
yet.
Working on it.
Maybe I'm working a little bit too quick, right quick. That's a sand spur. It looks like one. That's why they call it a coronavirus, like a crown.
Spike
protein. Now, what that does is when you inject billions of those things into your body, they get trapped in the endothelial tissue, the inner part of the blood linings, in the crevices and the cracks, and the branches of the arteries. Arteries will branch off 4 or 5 different times. Mm-hmm. And so you have little crevices inside of the arteries, and this stuff gets caught in those crevices.
Yep.
And when they get caught in the crevices, because they're sand spurs, they start having micro eddies around them. Those micro eddies start causing clotting. That's why you need a D-dimer test.
Yep.
You know, if you took one of these things, and that clotting is what causes the blood clots and the gelling up of the blood, like our buddy did, who was at that car dealership, and pretty soon his whole legs are filled with clots.
Cut all these blood clots out of him.
Okay, but you don't want to inject sand spurs into your bloodstream. The blood's supposed to be like water. It's not supposed to have sand spurs in it. Got it? think through that with me. But that's what they look like under the microscope. And that stuff gets caught up in the inner lining. If you take an artery, okay? Wish I had an artery here to show you guys.
I need to get you a whole like physiology kit here.
this is your lining on the inside of the artery here. All right. Well, when that lining is supposed to be like super slick, like ice on ice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be super smooth. Okay. And what happens is, you know, when you put sand spurs in it, when you have a little eddies in here, it causes microclotting and swirls to go on. When that happens, you just start developing bigger and bigger clots, and then you have atherosclerotic plaquing. And the same thing happens, and Austin covered this yesterday on aspartame. Aspartame has now been shown to cause atherosclerotic plaquing. And that's why the one guy that I know who's drinking so much aspartame, now he's already had to go on. He's got all kinds of blood clots. Now he's had to have, stents put in. All of this stuff is real that we talk about and what it does. Oh, by the way, I was looking at this Wisconsin Christian News. I'm speaking up there next month. I forgot what the day is on it, though. I have to look it up. And I think it's next month in April, March, April.
Is it?
Yeah, it's almost March. And so if you guys want to come up and hear me speak, and there'll be a bunch of other people other than me there, too. And, you know, go to Wisconsin Daily News, Christian News, and you can go ahead and schedule it. I'm trying to talk Austin into going with me. Haven't had much luck with that yet, but
schedules all over the place.
Oh, whatever.
I have a lot of stuff going on right now.
If I can make it,
I will.
What does that even mean?
If I can make it, I will. That's exactly what it means.
You know what you used to say to me when I was your kid?
What I said a lot to you when I was a kid.
Yeah, a lot of good and a lot of bad. But you used to say, I remember you were 7 years old, 8 years old, and I'll say, I'll try, Austin. And I remember one day you looked at me and goes, I try means nothing.
Maybe.
Nothing. Yeah. Uber go up, nix, nothing. It means nothing. I don't believe it means anything.
Can we go do this? He said, maybe. We'll see. That means nothing. What does that mean?
Well, you knew that if I said yes, it was a yes.
The same thing. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to be there. So I'll try to see if I can be there.
That means nothing.
I'll try to see.
I will be there for Rob. By the way,
speaking of this, though, too, you're just talking about spike proteins. That's one of the reasons why I want to finalize this. Why it's so important to take the natokinase if you're having any issues with this, because natokinase helps prevent those blood clots.
No, Natokinase is a great product.
That's why we stack it with the Spike Protein Survival Kit, which is the Natokinase and the N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine is the detoxificant, and the Natokinase helps reduce basically issues with blood clotting. And then the vitamin E is also in there, which helps keep the blood viscosity.
That's what we call the Spike Protein Survival Kit.
Great kit, even if you haven't had the shots, really good for cardiovascular health. Just be careful with the Natokinase. If you take too much and you get a cut, sometimes it doesn't. The blood won't clot.
I wouldn't take the Natokinase if you're on blood thinners. Period.
Yes, that's
don't do that. Good. By the way, RFK says there's no medical justification for vaccinating a 1-day-old baby with hepatitis B.
Zero.
Whoa.
Golly, somebody finally said it.
Yeah, he's right. Hepatitis B is sexually transmitted from having sex with multiple partners and gay sex, or from sex workers or intravenous drug use, explained the new HHS head. Why would you give it to a baby? Because remember, the reason they give your newborn child the hepatitis shot is they automatically assume that the mommy, the mother, the person giving birth, is a drug-infested, hepatitis-infested prostitute.
Yep.
And now you think, well, come on, Ted, that's harsh. That's the reason they do it.
That's what they default to. That's why they say they do it.
Okay. And he goes on, the LifeSite News goes on to say, in a widely viewed video shared on social media, the new U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. Okay, my stuff's hitting me now.
Slow it down.
The new Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., asserted that the majority of vaccines, including those he sees as justifiably being mandated for infants, have been developed primarily to create profits for Big Pharma. Yep. Boy, is he right. Most of the vaccines after 1989 were added not for public health reasons, but for pharmaceutical profits, says Kennedy. Why are we vaccinating one-day-old babies for hepatitis B? Wow. According to Kennedy, pharmaceutical giant Merck was directed both the FDA,
yep,
and CDC to develop hepatitis B shot vaccine for those vulnerable populations. He explained that when those populations showed little interest in the vaccine, Merck went back to the agency and said, you have to develop this vaccine, but nobody's buying it. This is interesting.
Yep.
The CDC said, don't worry, we'll just put it on the shot schedule for children. Whoa. So that's how the childhood vaccine schedule, he said, declaring there's no medical justification. And remember this. This is the thing that's so stinking frustrating to me. A child really can't produce antibodies for about 2 years very well at all. And the shots really don't work for about the first 2 years of their life. They give this stinking hepatitis B shot to newborns, Austin.
Right out
and it is full of mercury. It's a bad, bad, bad product. And first thing you do, little baby pops out. He's all happy to be here. And all of a sudden, boom, let's inject him with doggone mercury so we can give him a neurotoxin. What the heck are you doing? What are you thinking?
They'll get the aluminum.
And if you don't say something to the hospital, they will automatically do it.
Standard procedure.
It's standard. So you got to go in there and pitch a little. You got to pitch a biatch fit. There you go. That's not all right. I mean, I remember, you know, we had two of our kids, you know, born with midwives and two of them born in hospitals. And I remember I had to go into both hospitals and say, do not give my child a hepatitis shot or I will own this hospital, period. I said, don't do it. I will sue you. And then that got their attention. That's the only thing that seems to get their attention. And that gets enough people involved in it that they will say, okay, we're not going to do this now. But I would never do that. There's no downstream liability because of the basically government-mandated children vaccines, and there's no marketing and advertising cost because the federal government is ordering 78 million school kids to take a vaccine every year. But what better product could you have? And there was a gold rush to add all new vaccines to the schedule that we don't need, including the coronavirus shot.
That's on the schedule now for kids.
That's on the coast. Yeah, it's a gold rush. And in many cases, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, is earning the royalties. And according to Kennedy, more I've seen in the huge profits being hoarded by Big Pharma are the vast number of negative side effects from all those untested vaccines. Neurological diseases have exploded. ADHD, sleep disorders, language displays, ASD, autism, Tourette syndrome, tics, narcolepsy. They're all these things that I've never heard of, said Kennedy. Autism went from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 34 kids a day. Wow. And, you know, he's 100% right. That's why I want to just, you know, I will applaud Donald Trump for putting this guy in with HHS. I didn't think it would happen. I told you that. And I told you guys, if he got in, I'd tell you I was wrong. I was wrong about that. because I tell you what, this guy is telling the truth about these things as well as I can tell the truth, honestly.
I told you I thought he would, because he has staked his entire reputation on this now, and he's bringing up a lot of topics. And now, right when this is happening, we've seen what happens down in Texas with this big push for measles shot again. Now they're saying that one child has been reported dead in Texas due to measles. Now, again, my condolences to the family in this situation.
We don't know if this is measles.
No, this is what I'm going to get into. The mainstream media has gone ape crap over the last couple days on this topic, talking about how this unvaccinated child died from measles. Here's the problem that I've been able to look at. And again, my condolences to families. This is horrific. Having a child die at any point in time is not okay. But health officials have not provided anything of the child's age, sex, overall health, treatment, prior diagnosis of any health issues, anything that's occurred whatsoever. They're saying this child was unvaccinated and he died suddenly from the measles. The problem that I have with stories like this, when they start using them as fodder to try to say this is what happened to this unvaccinated child, everybody needs to get the MMR vaccine. I had a big discussion with a friend of mine yesterday about this, because they were asking me, they said, I need to get my daughter vaccinated for measles. And I said, well, do you have the ability to get a measles-only vaccine ampule? Million-dollar question. I said, well, I think I can. I know that, you know, one of my friends knows a doctor. I said, well, that's a big question. I said, because I found it almost impossible to get just the measles vaccine. They always have the MMR and the MMR2, which is measles, mumps, and rubella. The problem with that is the MMR shot has been linked numerous times to neurological problems.
Autism.
And autism. Now, again, this is, again, your personal preference you do with your children. I've said this before. If you decide you want to vaccinate your child, which is not something that I'm a big proponent of, do your best to defer the shots and also as long as possible. Giving a child that's 6 months old or 3 months old or 8 months old a whole plethora of vaccines that they do on the shot schedule is absolutely ludicrous, in my opinion, even from a physiological standpoint. It doesn't make any sense. Like you just said, been immunities and antibodies and having the immune system booster. We got 7 new vaccines. They're 6 months old. We're going to make sure they get all of them in one day. How's the body even supposed to cope with that? Period.
All those neurological toxins.
All those neurological toxins. All those basically dead viruses. All the aluminum. All at one time. And then after 6 months, then we're going to do it again in 8 months. And we're going to do it again in 12 months. If it's something that you feel like you need to do, space the shots out. Again, I don't recommend them. But if I always tell people, if you're worried about getting your kids shots, basically get to school, A, you have vaccine religious exemptions in most states. And B, you can usually spread these shots out because they're not in school until they're 5 years old. Why do you need to couple all the shots so quickly at such a young age? It doesn't make any sense. Like I have my son Stetson. He's 13 months right now. He's obviously had zero injections. He's super healthy. He got a runny nose the other day. He was sick for about 2 or 3 days because he's been hanging out in the library with his other little rugrat friends. And they love to touch everything. Well, they do. I saw a video of them. They're like all over the floor. And I'm like, oh, gosh, no wonder he got sick. But whatever, he's got to get his body working.
That's how he builds his immune system.
Going in and taking a, oh man, I got me 8 more hypodermic needles. Where's this baby? I don't. Oh, he'll be healthy now. 6 months later, oh, he's got ear infections. His adenoids are swollen. His tonsils need to get removed. He constantly is going to the doctor. You know what we need to do? Here's the best option. I got it. Give him more shots. That'll make him healthy. Inject him with more vaccines. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's not staying healthy from the 54 vaccines we've given him now? He needs more. He hasn't had enough. He needs a COVID shot now, too. It's ludicrous, man.
Well,
and so,
when we did the polio and the TB shot back in the way back when, they did it at school.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember. I don't remember mom selling and stuff, signing any. And I remember one time I went to the doctor, and I don't remember what it was for. He injected me with something.
Yeah.
A little kid. And I remember I was screaming. I'm like, oh, he shows up. Ah! Yeah. I'm like, ah! You know, what am I doing with this thing? It's a nightmare. And I guess maybe I'm suffering some PTSD from that. I don't know. But it was awful. I mean, you think about it. If you're old enough, you can actually see that needle coming. It's the pits.
Oh, yeah.
It may have been a tetanus shot or
something.
You
don't know why they're doing it to you at that age either.
Oh, by the way, they fired 100 intelligence officials in a sick chat group terminated.
I heard about that.
No, I'm going to stop here for a second. This is some weird garbage.
These are the people that are allegedly protecting the country and the intelligence community.
Tulsi Gabbard announced on Tuesday that 100 individuals in a that 100 individuals in the intelligence community have been identified as having contributed and or participated in a sick internal chat group that will be fired and have their security chat revoked. Well, wait a minute. What are they doing? Okay. Well, they're doing a big transgender sex chat group. Wait a minute.
It's some of the stuff's graphic. I wouldn't
read it. No, I'm going to read part of it. The National Security, let's get the kids out of this one today. The National Security Agency is now investigating federal employees within the intelligence community for allegedly misusing an internal agency messaging board to discuss all sorts of transgender heavy sexual fantasies under the guise of DEI.
Yep.
Wait a minute. So they're actually talking about all kinds of weird, perverted behaviors on a chat group. There are massive amounts of sickening chat rooms and groups that the USIC maintains, and many on government unclassified and classified systems. In them are people communicating with each other in their own little code words who are in opposition to the real Donald Trump. Well, now it's interesting. You guys remember when we had Pizzagate?
Yep.
Remember that? They had their own little code words we're doing is what kind of weird perversions they wanted when they wanted to order certain things from a certain restaurant, supposedly, you know, that we had going on several years ago. And I found it fascinating that now here we have this group inside. Now, remember this. A lot of these guys that are going to be involved in this are some satanic, Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan, sabotaging boys and girls who are just weirdos. Now, a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are just weirdos, all right? And they get involved in the sexual fantasy stuff. And the thing that bothers me, Austin, is this. You know, I don't – well, I know what happened with the Frankfurt School. Give us both this. Give us the middle camera.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with the transgenders and with the – and with, you know, Gloria Steinem, and what happened with all of this stuff that started in the 50s and the 40s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Now here we are 60, 70 years later, and they've pushed this cultural Marxism and this deviant behavior now for 70 years. And now we've got a lot of people that are perverts. Now, hey, I'm gonna talk to you guys for a second about this. Give me the camera now, Rich. What I've seen, you know, even in the dating pool and the stuff that's happened now, you know, being single again, I found that a lot of people are involved in weird behavioral patterns and weird fantasies like these guys are involved in that you go out with. You don't realize that they're weirdos until you go on a date and they start talking about this stuff and you go, okay, that's odd. And it's a very strange situation to be in a dating pool now that's basically, you know, been conditioned through cultural Marxism for 70 years. And you see it and you wonder why. You know, I've seen people and I've talked to people and I know people have gone out with girls that are basically bis. You know, they basically are both. They're lesbians and straight and everything else. And some of them have had hundreds of partners. And you're like, and we're talking about people that are in their 20s. And so it's very strange to me that this is the world that we currently live in. We have transgenders, like in these chat groups, they talk about how they are going to have implants, breast implants. These guys are, and the government is going to pay for it under Biden. Now I know this is sick stuff. But it's very, very real.
It's very, very real. And I'm reading more about this.
It's horrible. No, they were getting subsidized like $20,000, $30,000 to have the sexual change surgeries. And then now Trump's cut all that out. And now they're all mad.
This is
because they weren't, a lot of them weren't getting the surgery, just pocketing the money.
All this topic, that this is on NSA's intel link. This is like secure server stuff. Secure interest service used by various military and intelligence teams to share information, including top secret and classified threat intel. Federal workers were involved in the NSWF intel link chatter, included personnel at the NSA, Defense Intelligence Agency, and the U.S. Naval Intelligence.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, this wasn't like this is like a little like Reddit chat room and everybody's just talking about perverted stuff.
And I guarantee you.
This is a close.
And I guarantee you, well, 100's getting fired, but I guarantee it's a whole lot more than 100.
Oh, absolutely. And they're saying here that basically they were using all this stuff under the guise of DEI because they said they discussed fetishes and all kinds of other weird stuff. These trans employees were discussing a whole bunch of more stuff on here. You guys can read all of it, including their sex lives and preferences. And they were doing it under the use of gender activists. Golly, dude. So, and you wonder what's been going on and why there's been so much perversion and why the younger generation with these young kids now are starting to get so twisted at a young age. These are the people that are supposed to be figuring out if we're going to have a domestic threat or international threat, allegedly, from a terrorist group. They're too busy in their intelligence chat rooms that share top secret information discussing what their sexual preferences are with their transgender perversion.
You know, there's a guy who's a really big alternative podcaster, right?
Weird.
And I remember one day he was showing his telephone, and he had a doggone link on his telephone going to a transgender website. Yeah, it was on the front of his phone. So, you know, these things are very, very common because perversion has no limits. Remember, this is the same thing that happened in Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man was evil all of the time. This is the kind of stuff that you see here, and that's where they're trying to take us back to, where they think all of this stuff is okay and all fun and games. It's not fun and games. It's sin, period. Now stop for – I'm going to stop for 1 second now. We all sin. That's what Jesus did for us. He came and gave us grace. Now, a lot of people get mad at somebody else because their sin is different than their sin, right? You know, my sin is different than your sin, so you got to be a bad person. The reality is we're all under grace through faith through Jesus. But when you get into government corporations, et cetera, and people involved in top secret chat groups
that's what I'm kidding.
That we're paying money for right now, and these guys are hiding under the guise of this is top secret, nobody will ever know, and they're giving all these perversion and these fantasies out, and we're paying for this crap. Remember that. We're paying for this. We have the right at that point to judge this and say, hey, wait a minute. I'm giving my tax dollars to these clowns.
We're paying for it.
We're paying for it. How about we just say goodbye and get out of here and go tranny yourself to death or whatever the heck you want to do. The problem with all of this stuff is that, you know, we're supposed to just accept it. It's like Mancow said. It's not that we're supposed to accept it. We're supposed to embrace it and endorse it. And I'm not going to do that. I'm never going to do that on this show. This type of lifestyle is perversion. It should never ever be tolerated. And if you know people that are involved in stuff like this, it's best to disassociate yourself with them. I'm letting you know that and not get involved in talking about this weird stuff. And stop. It'll mess you up. The Bible says bad company corrupts good character, period. I was reading the book of Matthew last night. It was talking about all the different things and the Beatitudes. And I thought how great this is that God's put this stuff in written word for us. We all need to read the Bible every single day. Really, really, really important. It'll feed your spirit. It really will.
This is crazy, though. Pam Bondi announced today.
Here we go. Sex death cult. Here we go. Again, here it is.
250 victims' names. That is going to be the main part that's redacted as far as for their protection. She said they're going to be releasing the DOJ files on Jeffrey Epstein. When they asked her, said, you said last week you had the Epstein files on your desk. When can we see them? Pam Bondi said, Jesse, they are well over 250 victims that will be redacted. We have to make sure their identities are protected. But other than that, I think tomorrow, breaking news right now, you're going to see Epstein's information being released to my office.
It's pretty sick what that man did.
What kind? Are we going to see who's on the flights? Are we going to see any evidence from what he recorded? Because he had all of his homes wired with recording devices. What you're going to see hopefully tomorrow is flight logs, names, and information. It's pretty sick what this man did. And he was just one of them, by the way. He was just one of them. There's a lot more other guys that have been involved.
Yeah, he was best buddies with Les Wexner, too, the head of Victoria's Secret. And, of course, Victoria's Secret now is coming to put a bunch of tranny models on their doggone cover models also.
See, that's what I'm talking about right here. Les Staley, Larry Summers, Harvey Weinstein, Les Wexner, Bill Gates, Prince Andrew. They're all high profile as far as on these flight logs.
Well, but, you know, you look at Bill Gates. He didn't get any more perverted than that guy. He's just a weirdo, man. I mean, unbelievable. And again, this is a sex death cult. This is an ancient Canaanite sex death cult run by the Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan. Epstein was Mossad, period. And you think, well, and we read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales, if you want to read about Epstein and what he did, and Les Wexner. I read the whole book. It's horrible what he did. And that's why I couldn't. I mean, I remember that time I was at Victoria's Secret with Sharon, and she was, well, it's the only place I can buy certain apparel. And I said, ugh, I can't believe I got to go here. This place is awful. And it is. So just try to avoid all these things. And why do you want to support those guys anyhow? I mean, I never could understand any of that stuff. It was awful. Then yeah. I got to stop. I'm going to start getting upset.
Also, too, this is something crazy. Be aware of this right now. The FBI has now been busted for using minority report style secret forms pressuring gun owners to forfeit their rights permanently. This is a topic that actually I did not even really know they were involved in. Of course, it's the FBI, so they try to keep everything really hush-hush when they're violating the Second Amendment and other people's rights. Gun Owners of America now has caught the FBI coercing people to give up their Second Amendment rights. A freedom of information request by GOA lawyers have uncovered even more evidence on the FBI's unconstitutional, unlawful enticement program. In 2019, it was discovered the FBI was using document titled NICS, which is basically the background check to NICS, in DICE self-submission form that allowed American citizens to voluntarily waive their Second Amendment rights. By completing the form, law-abiding citizens allegedly consented for the FBI to enter their names into the NICS form, permanently being prohibited from purchasing any firearms or ammunition. Now, what's crazy about this is, now fast forward to 2022, the GOA published an initial findings that the FBI had provided these forms to agents to use on American gun owners and were pressuring them into signing and voluntarily relinquishing the rights to purchase firearms. The FBI was showing up in force to people's homes and places of work, presenting these forms and asking them to declare themselves a danger to themselves or others, or lacking mental capacity to manage their lives, essentially, or they were going to be allegedly arrested. What they were doing is, and let me give you guys a clear picture of this, because I've dealt with individuals before in these cases and also federal agents, and most of them are complete and total nightmare. What they were doing is they were showing up to people's houses and places of work because of essentially a Baker Act in the past, or essentially something that happened in them previously. The FBI was going through and combing through gun owners and people that own firearms, and they were using this as a tool to essentially pull people and put them on a do not buy list. You cannot purchase a firearm.
But they hadn't done anything wrong.
But they had nothing wrong. These guys, this was going back to the red flag gun laws. This is what this tied into with this whole thing. So the FBI was showing up to your house, bum, 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 bum. Hey, Mr. John, we need to talk to you for a second. You got five FBI agents in full kit standing there, M4s all loaded up. We haven't got a search warrant yet, but we need to go ahead and talk to you for a few seconds, if you don't mind. What's going on? Everything okay? We have a form here that we need you to sign. This is basically the NICS form, and we need you to voluntarily sign this right now because we don't have to get a search warrant. Just let you know, we've had some things we pulled up in the past. We've looked at some of the things that have happened with you. We remember that Baker Act 10 years ago, and we need you to sign this form. But I don't want to sign this form. Okay. I'm just going to let you know what's about to happen. There's about 30 FBI agents going to send upon your home with MRAPs, and if we feel like it, we're going to rip your front door open with a big old jack. If you don't like that, that's fine. We don't have to let that happen. We just need you to sign this form, and we're going to basically go, okay, I've signed the forms. Everything's good now. Yeah, everything's good. You're great. You're grand. You're wonderful. We're gone. Boom. Now, all of a sudden, you find out that form now has barred you from owning, possessing, or purchasing a firearm at any point now in the future.
Rest of your life.
Rest of your life. Mm-hmm. This is how corrupt the FBI is, and this is how deep the FBI rabbit hole goes. I'm going to put the documents on the website so you guys can read through them, because they're right here. You can see them as far as what they actually were sending people and or what they actually sent memos to the individuals. It said, dedicated the prevention of targeted acts of violence, sharing information and resources, and they would go in. So what they were doing was they were using this as a minority report style system by threat assessments of individuals saying, hey, we deem you to be a threat based on AI research and based on previous history. You have to sign this form or else essentially we're going to come back with force and get a warrant and raid your house. For whatever reason, I don't know. We'll figure it out. This, again, shows you how deep the corruption goes and what a violation of the rights that the FBI continues to do and why they need to be completely reformed.
And let's not forget about they were targeting white Christian men.
Oh, yeah.
White Christians, men, you guys listening to the show, you're the ones who were targeted. And that's why Trump signed that form now that Christians could no longer be targeted.
This is the problem that happens, and this is what I'm tying back into with the AI system. What they've been doing with these platforms and these AI algorithm platforms is they're building profiles on everybody. I had a good talk about it with one of my best friends last night. We got back from work, and I was discussing with him about the phones. I said, this is why if you have a private conversation, you need to put your phone somewhere else. Put it in another room. Put it in another drawer. I said, because what happens is these phones now are just data collection things. That's all they do. They record everything. So if you're having a very personal, private conversation that you want to keep that way, put your phone in the other room. And then Arthur goes, awesome, you're being paranoid. I'm not being paranoid.
Turn off the phone.
I've watched the data. I've seen the algorithms. There's a reason why we have a massive AI NSA data collection agency system out in Utah that nobody's allowed to go to. Nobody's allowed to audit. Nobody's allowed to investigate.
I wish that Dow Jones would shut that thing down.
Yeah, I mean, it's billions and billions of dollars goes out there, and it's all black marked. It's all redacted as far as what they do out there. But again, it's about building a profile that they can now use later on. All they have to do is, boom, NSA search. They pull up every information, everything you've looked at online, everything you said on your phone, every text, every email, every conversation, everywhere you've gone, every single other person you've been around that is pinged. It's creepy when you realize it. So, again, be cautious of this and understand your rights as well if you have people show up to your door.
Well, they don't have a search warrant. They don't have anything.
Correct. But see, this is about coercion and manipulation is what this is.
And, you know, I remember there's a movie called Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, it's a wild movie.
It's a wild movie. Don't really recommend it.
It's kind of weird, but it's got weird. Some interesting scenes
in it. I wouldn't let your kids see it. But at the end, he's talking to this guy, and he goes, well, you don't really understand what's going on with these machines that you're sending to this asteroid to destroy the asteroid. The science is not really there. You're just a businessman, and you don't understand what's going on from a scientific standpoint. He goes, businessman? You're calling me a businessman? Remember this?
Yep.
And he goes, I know everything about you. I've got, 300,000 data points on you. I know when you're going to die, and you're going to die alone. Look at me, goes, I know that you've got colon polyps right now, businessman. He wasn't joking about the data points. And they were telling you in that movie what's going on and what's going to happen with you in your future based upon the algorithms. After you do like 100 Google searches for a movie, they know exactly what you want to watch as far as movies. Every time. They can recommend movies to you. The other day I was looking at Breitling watches.
Yeah.
I think they're way overpriced, have no resale value, never recommend you buy one.
They do have that one cool, though, the emergency.
That's what I was looking at.
Sick.
That one's up to $20,000 now, which is ridiculous.
I've talked to people, that's a good one, especially if you're flying like in Alaska and stuff like that.
No, it was funny because that's what I had them look at. This is like last week I looked at it. It's like 20 grand now. It's a big old thing. And it has an antenna that pulls out here and an antenna pulls out
here. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
And what they do, if you have to pull the antenna, I found this out, and it's a real emergency, Breitling will put the antenna back and reset it for free. If you just do it for fun, don't do that. It's $10,000.
Oh, gosh. And I'm sure you probably get fined, too.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
It sends out an SOS like every single agency.
It goes for 18 hours. Yeah. It goes on the airplane signals, so they know there's somebody down there, and they give you a GPS locator for it.
Yeah.
And I told the guy, I said, well, if you're flying a plane, that's what you're doing. I said, well, that's assuming you get through the landing all right.
That's right. That would be one of those nice watches to have in that one movie, The Edge. Remember Anthony Hopkins, they go down in that doggone water for that bird strike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a great movie. By the way, AI singularities, you're talking about AI now, explain what it means and why Elon Musk is concerned. Elon Musk is one pushing it, by the way. Some strange stuff here. AI singularity refers to the hypothetical future scenario where machines evolve beyond human control, rapidly improving themselves without human intervention. So what we're talking about is Cyberdyne here. The machines take control. Now, mind you, I've told you this before. Satan is not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere. He only can be at one place at one time. Now, he's extremely, old, but I'm sure he's still mobile. But the reality is that, when God says, I am the Alpha and I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning and I am the end, that's God. That ain't Lucifer. Lucifer can only be messing with one person at one time unless he establishes AI control. And he's able to communicate through AI or through 5G, 6G, through telecommunications, and control you because you've been implanted with microtech, which allows him to control your very thoughts of your mind. It says in Genesis 6 that every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's not possible without something controlling it. Because there's always somebody good who says, maybe we shouldn't do it this way. Maybe we shouldn't go into Gaza, into the hospital there, and machine gun infants. Maybe it's not a good idea. There's always one of those guys that tries to do that, and he immediately gets kicked out of the military, or he gets friendly fire. One of those things happens. But the reality is that AI singularity is going to be when Lucifer connects into a hive mind to control the entire planet. And that's why Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, that was the hive mind, I'm adding that, Noah came in and basically took his family and built an ark, and God Almighty himself, who is the Alpha and the Omega, decided they had broken the rules of engagements, which we cover on Angels Wars, and he flushes the planet for the second time and gets rid of everybody. Because everybody had been basically infused with Nephilim DNA, and they were no longer fully human, and they were all evil all the time, being controlled by probably this AI singularity being used by Lucifer. Because Lucifer is the entity behind the curtain. Always remember that. We talk about who's behind the curtain. That's who it is. He uses people like Klaus Schwab and all these other weirdos to pull his levers for him, but he's the one who's controlling the nest behind him. In fact, the Rothschild banking cartel, they say at about every 7 years, they would actually have an actual interface with Lucifer himself, that they would leave a place at their dinner table every single night in case he showed up. You think, wow, Ted, you never talked about this. there's some crazy stuff out there I just try to avoid even talking about. And they said every so often he shows up and tells them what he wants them to do. These are the sex, death, cult people like Jeffrey Epstein and all these other weirdos that are running the planet, and it's almost impossible for a normal mind to believe this stuff, Austin, because it's so twisted and so bizarre, and that's what they use against you. You think, this can't be possible because I've got normalcy bias. There's no way on God's green earth that this could be happening on planet Earth. There's no way people can be this evil. I got a newsflash for you. They really are that messed up, and you got to understand that. You really, really, really do. By the way, other websites are coming out saying World War III is still on the table. That's a big no-go. That's not going to happen. We are not going to have thermoglobal nuclear war. Not going to happen. The entities that run this planet are simply not going to allow that to happen. By the way, Paul Craig Roberts is also talking about the gold in Fort Knox now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's basically saying that he doesn't know where it is. He doesn't know if there's any gold in Fort Knox at all at this point. And he doesn't even know if they're trying to put it back into Fort Knox.
That's, I saw it, too. Whose gold is it? It's in there.
Whose gold is it, if anyone's? Is it in Fort Knox? You know, this is Paul Craig Roberts, former U.S. Treasury Secretary. Is there any gold in Fort Knox? Who belong to? Many bullion dealers believe that if there's any gold in Fort Knox, it's not ours. Over the decades, the gold was leased to bullion dealers who sold it on the open market on paper shorts and paper longs, but they never took possession of the gold, thereby protecting the value of the dollar by holding down the gold price. Leasing the gold means the U.S. can still claim ownership of the gold, yep, and a sale has been recorded or reported, but it's a lease. Okay? Gold might also have disappeared through rehypothecation, which is the use by one party of another party's as asset to back their own financial or borrowing practices. The gold of other countries is also in Fort Knox. Earlier this century, Germany requested its gold for Fort Knox and was told the gold would be returned in 7 years. This indicates that the gold was used by Washington for some other purpose and was unavailable to return to Germany. Now, whether Germany ever got their gold back, which I don't think they did, remains a mystery. For years, Representative Ron Paul and Senator Rand Paul have tried to get a gold audit. Neither of these legislators were even permitted to enter Fort Knox to see if there was even any gold there. Now that Elon Musk has announced a gold audit, the holders of gold contracts have suddenly started to demand settlement in gold delivery rather than in cash and pocketing the profits. The amount of gold delivery being demanded from the COMEX, the U.S. gold futures market, and its London equivalent is enormous, putting the ability to deliver under enormous strain. That's why they're sending plane loads of gold now, as much as they can carry because of the weight, from England to the United States. Just thought I'd mention that. That's, remember, the England is where the Rothschilds keep most of their money. The only institutions capable of purchasing tons of gold at $2,900 per ounce are the Federal Reserve, Rothschild, U.S. Treasury, controlled for the Fed through basically U.S. Treasury, basically Rothschild, by creating the money with which to pay for the gold. The rise in the price of gold reflects the increase in the physical purchases. It seems clear enough that the Fed or Treasury is desperate to put gold back into Fort Knox in advance of the audit. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
So anyhow, I'll let you guys return to reread the rest of this article, but it's very, 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 very good. So Austin, what's your next story, my friend?
You know, one thing that I've always been curious about, this is just an off-topic, kind of catching on that, is, you know, when you read a lot of stuff in the Bible and discussions of what describes in heaven, one of the only things, it's funny because we value gold so much down here in this world, and it's such a commodity that everybody wants to acquire, and you look at, like, references, it's one of the only references of something that we value very high down here that it references to in heaven, but yet it references to in heaven like it's nothing. When it discusses in basically Revelation 20:21, the KJV says the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one of pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Meaning gold is so low value in heaven that it's what they use on the roads. It's like asphalt.
But I bet it's pretty.
I bet it's beautiful. But think about it, though, as far as the valuation. But also one of the crazy parts, too, is it's something that we have possession of down here that also is up there at the same time.
You know, what's interesting.
Interesting. Just top topic.
And I talked to a doctor who's dead now. In fact, it was Dr. Deagle.
Yeah. You
know, and now, I don't know if he's accurate on this or not. But he said that he felt as though the gold was being used to run these spaceships through their interdimensional interface, and it had to be used to do it, and it would be used up and burned, and they
like
needed
a fuel,
like a fuel.
Now, that's interesting,
but I don't know. I have no idea if that's even true.
I mean, but you know, you think about it, like, you don't really hear references of like silver or platinum or palladium or anything in heaven. It's always
remember that one movie with Daniel Craig. What was it called?
Oh, the Cowboys of Aliens.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah. Remember, the aliens were harvesting the gold and they were using it as fuel.
They said it was just as precious to them as it was to us. It was that rare in the universe, and they were harvesting gold here on Earth, and they were sending a scouting team in basically to see how much gold was on the planet if they wanted to do a full-scale invasion. Okay, now, that's a lot of Hollywood, not a lot of hype. I got that. But the reality is they're talking about gold again and how incredibly rare it is and what
how valuable it is down here. So it to be in a time.
Could it be used for an interdimensional portal as far as being used for fuel or being necessary for that? I don't know. All I do know is this, is that it's worth a lot of money now. It's $2,900 an ounce, and it's going to go a lot higher, in my opinion, is what I'm telling you.
Some of the guys I've talked to, 3,000 has been the next ceiling as far as the cap on it. Well, the naked price resistance right when it gets
there. If everybody from the comics started demanding physical delivery, it would be $20,000.
Oh, absolutely.
$20,000.
When you look at the paper markets on it, it's for comparative to ratio on physical metals. It's insane, the disparity.
So all of this stuff is just interesting to me that the gold is valued that and that much right now, you know, in the world. It really is.
Speaking of gold that's not worth anything, credit cards. As the gold cards and platinum cards that have been used by the U.S. government for over $40 billion spent last year on government credit cards. Trump orders 30-day freeze on use of government credit cards now. Doge has come in now and said that essentially discovered nearly $40 billion in spending last year alone on government credit cards. So they want to see what the heck's been being spent on all these credit cards, and they are freezing them for 30 days. So I guess if you're one of those government employees that got to live on the government credit card for the last couple of years, your party's over for at least the next month until they figure out what's going on with that.
Well, you know, I think they need to give it 90 days. That way some of these people go into default, and they start looking back at the creditors of who the people were.
Well, no, because the truth about it is, I mean, $40 billion just on credit cards. And, I mean, I know they get gas cards and stuff like that with certain agencies. And, you know, you've got Secret Service, and they're using certain things. But $40 billion on credit cards, that's a lot.
It's nine zeros, bud.
That's a lot of money, dude.
I mean, 4-0 plus 9 zeros.
A lot of money on credit cards.
By the way, that'd be a heck of a lot of Marriott points.
Yeah, and think about
how many Marriott points you got. I've got 40 billion.
I also think about
have
that
fun
too.
With that.
The transaction fees that the credit cards companies are making off just the government cards alone.
Oh yeah, and I would tell her. I would if suddenly I had 40 billion Marriott points accrue in my account, I would look at all of you guys and say, have a party, guys. I'm sending you guys wherever you want to go in the world at any time, and I am paying for the rooms on a Marriott card.
What's that one that they always promote, the Maldives? Well, the ones with those big
That's
old,
out of India, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, they have those big old gazebos out of the water.
Yeah, they got that down in Tahiti, too.
Do they?
So let's have a party. Let's go to Maldives or to Tahiti. But I have to figure out how to get this government card with 40 billion in points.
That would be 80 billion points as far as.
Oh, yeah, they double it with a government card.
That's crazy.
You ain't spending it. You might as well give it away.
You just start staying and living in resorts for the rest of your life.
Well, you take your whole crap family with you. Everybody.
Well, yeah, we bring the studio.
And all the listeners.
Bring the studio, everybody.
Oh, yeah. we'll cash in points and buy meals for everybody. It'd be great.
So funny. Well, no, I saw that earlier as far as the thing with Paul Craig Roberts, too, though, and I was looking at it. And what's going on now with all this crazy stuff? It's definitely wild. And so, again, there's a lot of reasons why I've been bringing stuff up and talking about these topics every single day and why I encourage everyone to make sure you're getting the information out there, because the more people wake up, and I've started to watch this now with a lot of between customers and listeners and friends, the more people are starting to wake up on these topics, the more expansive it becomes if they really want to learn. Because a lot of times people just kind of have that, I don't know, learned ignorance. They just kind of, I don't really care. It's not my problem. Don't really care.
So it's normalcy bias.
Normalcy bias. But now what you're starting to see now is people are going, well, this involves my taxes. Now it involves my money. Now I'm paying money to all these groups and all these agencies and all these things that I have no aspect of being able to control.
And it's not even your money, because really, the reality, the vast majority of this budget is being borrowed.
That's true.
Okay?
And so, but still a little bit we're paying.
Well, they're still putting it. Well, we still get nailed pretty hard.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's not real. The bulk of this is not our money. It's just borrowed. It's credit card money.
It's debt.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Trump now signs a bombshell executive order to turn American health care on its head. And he is saying that we need to have disclosure as far as pricing. He has signed an executive order aiming to make healthcare costs more transparent for patients. The ruling directs regulators to force healthcare providers and insurers to publicly disclose their prices, the idea being made easier for consumers to shop around and get better deals. I remember this from hospitals. You go to the hospital and you say, what does it cost per day? We don't know. What is this medicine going to cost? We don't know. We'll send you a bill.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden you get this bill and you took an aspirin and it's $450. Yeah. And the response was, I could have just taken my own aspirin.
Yep.
I had back surgery a long time ago. And I remember I was in the hospital for like 24 hours. And I remember they sent me the same bill and they charged me for medicine that I did not even take on the bill. And I said, I didn't take that. Well, you've been billed for it. I said, I'm happy for you. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, hospital bills are one of the biggest things to scrutinize. I remember when I broke my wrist back in 2022 playing on ice with the kids up in North Carolina. I've told you guys that.
And I flew up and rescued him.
Yeah, I went down to Selkirk because I was in the middle of nowhere. I wasn't going to have some screws and pins put in my wrist at some bobo hospital in the middle. Who did I amputate your wrist? You broke it. I'm like, ah!
Okay, I can do that. We walk into the emergency room, and out comes a tranny. She's got an MD degree.
Yeah.
And she's got a gleam in her eye.
I don't think any trannies up there. They're not in that place in North Carolina. The long story short, I went to the hospital celebration. Great place over there. But they gave me a retail bill. They came in and said, oh, by the way, your hospital visit. I was in the ER for like 2 hours. X-rays. Doctor came in, set my wrist, cast it, done. Came back with a $7,000 total bill. I said, $7,000? $7,000
to set a cast,
to set my cast, to see a doctor and get an X-ray.
Now, this is what hospital this is.
This is Celebration Advent Health.
They're good hospitals.
Now, the thing about them is, though, if you tell them, listen, I said, I don't have insurance. Period. I don't have insurance. I'm not paying you $7,000 to set my wrist. I can guarantee you right now, if I had insurance, insurance isn't going to pay you $7,000
to
pay my wrist. So we went back and forth for a few months. They finally came back in. They said, okay, we'll settle this first bill for $600. And the next one will settle for like $1,200 for the whole entire bill. And I said, no, I'll pay the first one for the $600 for the hospital. The other one, we'll negotiate it down. And I'm coming down to $800 or $900. Total bill ended up being about $1,200 or $1,300.
Which is what it should have. Which is what the insurance company would pay.
Fair enough. When I told him, I said, I'm not asking anything for free. I'm not a freeloader, but I'm also too not going to get screwed over like a sweet
cake either. Years ago, he had a broken ankle on a motorcycle accident, a dirt bike. No. And I remember the bill was $38,000. Yeah. Okay, this is Lakeland General, Nightmare Hospital. Never go there. And we told them, we said, and I had insurance.
You had insurance.
And the insurance negotiated it down to $6,000. And my deductible was $10,000. So I had to pay everything out of pocket anyhow. And I told them, I said, well, what would have happened if you would have not – we had insurance. Well, you had to pay the $38,000. I'm like, what if I hadn't paid it? Oh, would have gone after your credit report.
Yeah, but they don't tell you as far as negotiation down with them. And I've told everybody this. The biggest thing you got to do is a cost-benefit analysis with the insurance now. That's why I dropped my health insurance. It was just the other two kids for the whole family. It was like $1,300 a month for health insurance.
I was paying almost $3,000
with a $6,000, $7,000 deductible. I did the math on it, and I said, there is one incident, I paid the deductible with all year's premium. I made $20,000 in the hole 1 year. That's it. And I said, this makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And that's why I finally dropped it many, many years ago.
Then a lot of the hospitals will negotiate with you now. But, again, this is the reason why I tell you guys, always be willing to ask questions. Always be willing to negotiate. Never pay the first price that people come out with, because in most cases, it's the worst price, especially in incidences like that. They aren't going to negotiate with you unless you try to. They're going to try to rip you off. And the medical industrial complex is the worst, and he's right. We got to have some more transparency with this stuff, especially with some of these drugs.
And plus, look at what's going on with the spike proteins now, the massive increase in cancer because of the body they're being injecting in the body, this immune system down regulates the immune system. Right now, there's an article right here in Daily Mail that says, I'm a Stanford doctor, and I was studying the grim rise of cancer in young people. Now I've got cancer.
Yeah.
I've got a friend of mine right now who's got cancer. And you think, well, why in the world, why are all these people coming down with cancer? Cancer is a degenerative disease is what it is. Always remember that. Your body starts to break down, and the immune system starts to break down, primarily, in most cases, a lack of vitamin C and a lack of vitamin D3. Just saying, as far as from a preventive standpoint, to use those products on an ongoing basis. That's why I take my C every morning.
That's absolutely right. That's one of the reasons why you got to stay stocked up on the supplements and nutrients and eating clean. And if you guys need anything, you know the 3-packs and the specials I told you guys to put together for a few couple weeks on sale for you, including the Ultimate Multiple Powder, over 15% off on the 3-pack, one of the popular products we have. And be sure to check out the product of the week, the Purple Sticks on sale, the one and only. You guys need them. We have a few.
Have you taken all of them? I used all of those. They're all my boxes. They're all empty.
Anyway, I'm going to have to get some more from the office. You guys have a fantastic evening. We're here for you guys. Call us if you need us. Email us, Team Health Masters. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow,
and
as always.
Again, I had the privilege of praying for you guys yesterday. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your support. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Thanks for all the positive emails. I'm a little behind on emails right now. I'll work on getting those done today. I think you guys are amazing. I am absolutely blessed to be part of your life. And thank you for bringing me awesome into your home every single day. I'm humbled by that. And you guys need to be. Thank you. Thanks again so much.